Astonished and appalled by the unbelievable carnage, Sledge felt he had to make a record of it. Diaries were forbidden, but in a little rubber bag he took from a Japanese body, Sledge carried his small New Testament, and into its pages he slipped tiny sheets of paper covered with notes. His frequent recourse to his testament misled his buddies into imagining him more pious than he was. He was actually, as he says, keeping notes. After some patrolling and night defensive work, during which one K Company Marine goes noisily mad and becomes quiet only when hit with a shovel, in the morning he turns out to be dead, Sledge's battalion encounters the Army infantrymen of the veteran 81st Division sent to reinforce the Peleliu operation. The popular and amusing animosities between Army and Marines are suddenly laid aside. Things are now too serious for the normal Marine sport of barking at the dog faces, and as a result of common experience, says Sledge, we respected each other completely. Something in me died at Peleliu, Sledge writes. One of the many casualties there is his initial innocence about human evil. Without turning mechanically pessimistic or cynical, Sledge is obliged to complicate and deepen his understanding of human possibility when he watches a fellow Marine use his K-bar knife to extract gold teeth from a wounded but still living Japanese who kicks and writhes as the Marine goes to work. Frustrated and impatient, the Marine finally eases his task by slicing his prisoner's cheeks ear to ear, which, if it makes him gurgle in his own blood and thrash about, exposes the teeth nicely. Watching this, Sledge learns what every generation would learn if it could see its youth engaged in infantry fighting. As a Marine sergeant told Philip Caputo during the Vietnam War, "Before you leave here, sir, you're going to learn that one of the most brutal things in the world is your average 19-year-old American boy." Of nasty, sadistic episodes like this, Sledge writes, "Such was the incredible cruelty that decent men could commit when reduced to a brutish existence in their fight for survival amid the violent death, terror, tension, fatigue, and filth that was the infantryman's war." He goes on to emphasize that such an understanding of human behavior, obvious to all on the line, was not readily available to those removed only a short distance to the rear. If you are back only a couple of hundred yards behind anger and cruelty and hysteria and fear of death, you are too far back to understand. And that is one of the reasons Sledge has written this book. It is about the mystique, that is the right word, of killing to avoid being killed, torturing to avoid being tortured. At various headquarters, reason may govern, but the line is a place of passion and madness. Sledge uses the words totally incomprehensible, absolute as they are, responsibly when, observing that Peleliu made savages of us all, he declares, "We existed in an environment totally incomprehensible to men behind the lines, service troops and civilians."